May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Picture what is being described in the creation story in the very beginning of the Word. The earth was void and empty. Darkness covered the abyss, it says in Genesis. What is the Lord inviting us to see here in our mind's eye? Perhaps we can picture a never-ending ocean in the middle of the night. Water in all directions, miles and miles deep, covered in the blackness of complete darkness. But in this image in Genesis, the Lord teaches us that He is also there, brooding upon the faces of the waters. How do we picture this part of the story? Perhaps we can picture the Lord with His arms stretched out, protecting and preparing the waters for what would come next. The Lord explains to us in the Arcana that the idea here is similar to a hen brooding over her eggs, protecting them, preparing them. So the image is set, a void, empty earth, covered in a deep, dark ocean in the pitch black of night. But the Lord is there, brooding upon the faces of the waters. And what comes next? The merciful, loving voice of the Lord simply commanding, let there be light. And there was light. The darkness was dispelled. The light of day appeared. This is the beginning of creation. In just the literal sense of the story, we can see that it is the Lord alone who brings light into the world. It is the Lord alone who creates. And like every image given to us in the Word, the Lord gives us this image to help us better understand the eternal truths in the heavenly doctrine. So as we look more closely at the divine truths hidden within this very first part of the creation story, perhaps we will find that the better we understand the internal sense of this story, the more these tangible images given to us by the Lord in the sacred scripture begin to sing with the eternal truths hidden within. This creation story is about how the Lord begins to create anew each one of us. Our unregenerate minds are at first void and empty. The light of the Lord's divine truth has not yet been recognized. Instead, the ignorance of darkness covers our rational capabilities. We have yet to see spiritually. In place of spiritual sight, the desires of our unregenerate state and the falsities that spring forth from these desires cause obscurity of thought and confusion in our minds, the faces of the abyss covered in darkness. The Lord teaches us in the Arcana that such a man also, when seen from heaven, appears like a black mass, destitute of vitality. Before man can know what is true and be affected with what is good, there must be a removal of such things as hinder and resist their admission. Thus, the old man must die before the new man can be conceived. So the Lord is here with us, brooding over us in this state of obscurity and confusion, preparing us from His divine mercy for the purely external to be removed and for the internal to be born and to see His light. For the Spirit of God, brooding upon the faces of the waters, is the Lord in His mercy, stirring the waters, stirring our remains, stirring our knowledges of what is good and true so that we can choose to realize that these things are from the Lord and not from ourselves. This realization is the first day of our spiritual rebirth. This recognition occurs first when we hear the merciful voice of the Lord in the divine truths of the Word and know that it is truly the Lord speaking to us. As the Lord explains in the Arcana, when man is conceived anew, he then begins for the first time to know that his goods are not goods, and also that he comes more into the light that the Lord is, and that he is good and truth itself. Also, he begins to know that the Lord is good itself or life, and truth itself or light, and consequently that there is neither good nor truth except from the Lord. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. These first words spoken by the Lord in the sacred scripture are the words that spark the spiritual rebirth for every human being who chooses to really hear them. This image is a description of what happens in our mind when we receive the Lord's truth through the Word. He lights up our mind. He dispels the darkness. The Lord explains more interior truths about this spiritual beginning in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Listen for the similarities in the Gospel of John with the beginning of the book of Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not one thing made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was the true light, which enlightens every man who comes into the world. Now we can go back to the image in Genesis and see how it perfectly describes what happens every time we see something new that the Lord is teaching us in the Word that we had not seen before. It is a new creation in our mind, a new morning in our mind, the light shining into a new abyss and dispelling the darkness. Perhaps we can remember the Lord lighting up the void in our mind when we first began to see from the Word that He is the Lord God, Jesus Christ, that He came into the world and took on a human form which He completely glorified. Can we now even think back to how obscure and confused our idea of God was without the Word and the heavenly doctrine? Without the knowledge of the Lord's divine human from the prophecies of the Old Testament, or without the stories of His life on earth in the New Testament, or without the doctrine of the Lord explained throughout the heavenly doctrine. This knowledge of the Lord in His divine human form can become so bright in our minds and in the new church that the time when we couldn't see Him that way becomes harder and harder to remember. Or maybe we can recall when some of the obscurity and confusion in our minds was first dispelled by the recognition from the Word that it is the Lord alone who can save us through a life of repentance. And that when we truly repent, we are opening our minds up to the Lord, shining again and again into a new abyss we did not even know was there. Perhaps in the Old Testament, the reunion of Joseph and his brothers helps us see the Lord teaching us about repentance and the forgiveness of Joseph and the repentance of his brothers for what they had done to him years and years prior to their reunion. Or the unequivocal message of John the Baptist in the New Testament declaring, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near." Or the chapters on the subject of repentance in True Christian Religion, or New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine. And finally, maybe we can remember that first morning of creation in our minds when the Lord let us see the shining light of His divine human in His second coming. When we first saw, as we read in Matthew, the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and much glory. Can we remember what it was like before we saw the Lord there in His second coming? Maybe we still find ourselves in that void more often than we would like, where we find the heavenly doctrine interesting, yet obscure and confusing. But when we can submit our external desires and the falsities that come from them to the voice of the Lord in His second coming, we can begin to see that every page of the heavenly doctrine holds within it the divine power to transform our minds as if it was the first day of creation. The Lord's command, "Let there be light," is the voice of the Lord's mercy itself, and a command that His divine providence gives us every possible opportunity to receive. When thinking about this command from the doctrine of the new church, we can begin to see that the Lord's first words in the sacred scripture are really a promise to us from the Lord Himself that results from our willingness to hear Him. We can begin to see that it is not at all some sort of cold declaration echoing in space from an invisible deity. Instead, we can understand that it is the voice of the Lord simply declaring that He will save us by creating us anew. With this understanding of the first day of creation, we can now seek out the Lord's merciful command, "Let there be light." We can seek out the next instance of the light of divine truth dispelling darkness of the abyss as we experience the recognition of a new morning state. A new sunrise more beautiful than the one before. What will the Lord in His divine mercy reveal to us next? When will we next hear Him say, "Let there be light"? Amen. Please rise. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.